was not allowed to go anywhere else but straight over there, give the dog a good walk and then come back.
Right.
Well, the dog had had a walk and I'd thrown it sticks, as you of do course. With the dog. And then suddenly I said, come on, Tony, Toby, it's time to go home. He didn't want to go. But as I turned round, I saw this thing, rather odd looking, coming down Parslow's Avenue.
Right.
But it was not Parslow's Avenue then, it was a lane.
Right.
Muddy at that.
Muddy, right, so not made up.
When I looked, I knew it was a caravan as right. I got nearer, but it was not one of those very, very bright-looking caravans.
Not a gypsy-painted caravan.
No, it was plain.
Plain,
so
right.
I stood there and watched.
Was it horse-drawn, or was it...?
No. Oh, yes, it must have been. Yes, right, it was. Of course it was, because we had to get food for the horse.
Right, okay,
yes,
good.
Yes, it was. And I stood there, I wanted it to pass me. But it didn't pass me. It turned round onto this piece of ground, just exactly where the garage is, where the gates are now.
Right, yes.
It wandered in there. And by this time, the children were all coming out from school in the older groups. And they were all, quite a crowd arrived, and we were all watching it, gypsies. And our parents had warned us, don't you dare talk to those gypsies.
Right.
Because they were rife here.
Yes.
And they were after all they could get for nothing, poor things. And we just hung about. But then when this caravan was jacked up there and was standing there, the door opened and out jumped these people. It was just like this, you know, one behind the other.
Right.
They came
down
out
the steps.
Yes, the steps. And the two Lesters, of course, they led the
they
party,
were
yes.
Part of
there
it.
Was Mr. Sillytoe.
Right. That's a name I'm not familiar with, but anyway, that's...
Nor were we. And my father used to really take the mickey out of that poor man
oh,
with his
dear.
Name being a bit comical. And Mr. Sillytoe, Emlyn Vaughan, Welshman that joined the crowd, these all came with the Lesters, of course, from Bow.
Right.
What was another one? Do you want any more names?
Well, it's a long time ago.
It is a long 70, time ago.
80 years ago.
Yes,
nearly,
I can see all
ago.
This in my mind all the
yes.
time, you know.
How were they dressed?
Miss Parker Gray.
Oh, right.
She came. But they were all ladies of retirement. Not retirement, but...
They were obviously... well,
Daddy had plenty of money.
That's
you
know, what I was
they
thinking,
they didn't need
right.
to work, so they did social work.
Exactly. There but, were a lot of women
yeah, well,
in that
They had
time,
been working at Tumbo for some time.
Quite.
Because
quite.
Obviously the Lesters chose the pick of the bunch to come along
yes,
here and
quite.
Get things started.
But so they got down, and then what did they do?
They jumped out and... I'm losing my voice.
Oh, that's right. Take your time.
I've been losing it for a long time.
Do you want any water at all, or...?
I'll have some in there if it goes off altogether. But it's because I live alone and probably go for months without speaking much.
Right.
Anyway, I will go and get a drop.
Let me just pause this. How do we do play? Okay, back.
Anyway, it was a lovely day. And
sunny day?
Yes, the white daisies were out all out.
Oh,
on the
really?
Field.
So
it
that's
was lovely.
Right.
So she said, oh, hello, children. You know, we're meeting all the children. And she said, come along in and come and sit down. We were sitting in a circle and we're all talking to each other.
Children were obviously more obedient in those days.
Yeah, of course, absolutely. And she said, we're all going to find out each other's names, aren't we? So in a circle, we were telling each other our names. And then she said about Sunday school. No, I said, she said, we're going to try and start a Sunday school here. Now, who would be interested? So they were all putting their hands up and so she said, what about this little girl here? What about you? And I said, well, I already go to a Sunday school. Do you really? Yes, in Keppel Road, there are a couple of Christians and they'd open the house.
In the house?
Took Sunday school, yes.
Was Keppel Road school there then? No, probably
no,
not.
But they were all in the sense that they'd got foundations and
right.
they were all on the cards
so
to be built.
Places.
It was all temporary
yeah,
at the beginning.
Quite.
And so anyway, she said, oh, that's very good, isn't it? And that was it. So anyway, finally, after sitting there, and they told us some stories, children's stories, I forget what they were now at the time. Very interesting. But bit by bit, they all just wandered off. There were five of us left. And before they went, the sisters dished out these, or gave out, these pamphlets.
Right.
Said, and the Leicester said, look, take these home to your mother and father, and tell them to read and sign them, whether they'd like you to come here.
Oh, right.
We're going to start some a Sunday school, and we're going to have a play hour. Went through all the things.
It's interesting they took that precaution of, you know, parental and signing.
Absolutely.
I mean, today it'd be absolutely.
Well, that was the right way to do it. Oh, and very, they did everything good, yes. Right, the Vestas, you know, yes. They looked into everything.
Yes.
And so they went off, the early ones with these leaflets. And as the time drew on and it was time to go, I said, well, it's getting near your tea time. And so we are part today, and take your forms and take them to your parents, and then come back when you've finished, and just knock on the caravan door, and somebody right. will come out. Which that all happened.
Did they stay overnight in the caravan, or was this all the same day?
Oh no, they didn't. They left the caravan because one of them had a car.
Oh right,
old jackal thing it was.
Right, yes. Right.
I don't know who stayed in the caravan, but that will come later.
Right.
Because there was a lot of controversy with the neighbours about this, because Mr. Vaughan, he was with them, and they played up the people opposite in the houses. They'd right. only just moved in, but they're playing up because they thought it was not right.
Right.
There should be a man and a woman in that place
oh,
on their
I
own.
Oh, I see, of course.
So it caused a lot of bother, but I'll tell you about that.
Right, yes, right. Okay.
And so anyway, I showed that to my mother. She said, Ruby, I spent a long time trying to get that Sunday school for you and your sisters. I had two sisters. And she said, I don't think you ought to leave yet. And I cried and I said, I want you to go. I said, it's lovely. It's not like that Sunday school where we don't do anything but stay in there. We went out, we walked round the field with these two ladies. And I was ever so upset about it. So in the end, she relented. She let me leave Keppel Road
right.
and take the form back to say that yes, I was I was happy that they could go, or my mother was. So that was how it was, and we had the Sunday school that started in the mornings.
Oh.